Welcome to Shom Hashava on the Daf, share sponsor, Lui Nishma Hassan, Biyako Shom, Leah Basitzchok. We're holding Bo'abas for Daf from Vov. The Gemara Mudalev says, Omav Yudo, Omav Shmuel, Kol Sheher, Oru HaKosh Baruch Hu L'Moyshe, Chayev V'Maiser. Whatever Moshe Rabbeinu saw, when Ami saw was going to Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu went and saw the Eretz Yisrael, whatever he saw is Chayev V'Maiser. La'afuki Mai, when it comes to exclude, La'afuki Kini, Knizi, V'Kadmoini. These are the three nations that Avraham Avinu was promised that Am Yisrael will get, but not right away. Am Yisrael got only seven when they went into Eretz Yisrael, and the last three will be lost in Lovli. These three places are not Chayav and Meiser. Now what's the pshat that these three places specifically are not Chayav and Meiser? The Parsha Drachim and Drush Vov has a very long arichus to come and explain this Gemara. And he asks a very simple question. He says, we know, it's brought down in the Medrash, and anybody who learns Yerushalmi, it was right now in the Yerushalmi, in Maseches Challah, we learn the same thing. That if you conquer, if Am Yisrael conquers a place in Chutz La'aretz, it is Chayav and Chubas Maisus. The only reason Syria is not Chayav and Chubas Maisus, when David HaMelech conquered it, because David HaMelech did it too early. He conquered a new land before he finished conquering Eretz Yisrael. So says the Parshas Drachim, if you conquer a place of Chutz La'aretz, you have a Maestros. The Kini Knizi Kadmoni Yirot, what's shot on that? So he goes through the whole Cheshbon of Kedusha Rishonah, and what do you need in order to Kedusha to be remained? But his bottom line concept is that the rule is, when does a Levi take Maeser? Only when Ein Loi Chelek V'Nach Loi Moch. Only when he does not take a part in Eretz Yisrael. Because he doesn't get a nachlo, so instead of a nachlo, you give him a maaser. But he brings, and it starts with the Rambam and the Ravid, that in Kini, Knizi, Kadmoini, Levim will take chelik in Eretz Yisrael. This is based on the Gemara that we'll see later in the Masechta. The Alosid Lovoi, the Kriyanim and Levim do take chelik in the Eretz. So whatever is happening in Olam Hazeh, then Koyanim and Levim are not taking chelik. They don't take chelik, they get meiser. But whatever is designated to happen, only loss of love, only time the Mashiach will come, then the Koyanim and Levim do have a chelik in the Eretz. And therefore, they will not get meisers over there. So concludes the Parshas Drachim, says like this, whatever place has a Gedusha already, and Trumas and Meiser are given from there, whatever is happening in this world, so also loss of love will continue to give maaser. You don't stop what we had, this kedusha that we started in this world. But Kini Kenizu Kadmoni, the only Melech HaMashiach will come and conquer. And it will be only loss of love when the Kriyayim Levim ready taking a chelik in Nakla. So there, they're not getting a maaser. Now it's the pshat in the Gemara. So whatever Moshe Rabbeinu saw, the seven Amimim that Moshe Rabbeinu saw, the Amisos was going to conquer, that is Chayav maaser. But whatever is coming loss of love, there's no Chayav maaser. Kohanim and Levi have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael over there. And maybe to explain this a little bit more, I want to add one more thing based on the Ishbitz and the Mea Shiloach. That he says the following thing. We know the Koyrach was complaining to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, everybody's equal. Why do you feel you're more choshev? So the Mea Shiloach should know the Koyrach was not completely wrong. Because that's how it was supposed to be originally. Before Am Yisrael did Chet Egel, it was supposed to be that Am Yisrael would be all equal in Gdusha. There were not supposed to be Kriyanim and Levim. We know that who was supposed to serve in Beis HaMikdash? It was supposed to be the Bchoiris. Bchoiris means every family had a representative in Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't a Kohen and a Levi. It was supposed to be Kolei the Kulam Gdusha. But when Am Yisrael did Chet Egel, so they lost it. Now they don't have the same level of Kedusha, and they need hierarchy. They need to have a way to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a Kohen, with a Levi. It's not everybody equal anymore. Now, it's brought down in Arizal that the Shiva Amamin that we get today is things are completely Tomei. And that's why we're getting them in this Oilam. But the Kini, Knize, Kadmoni have Kedusha in it. And that's why Am Yisrael cannot get it in this world. They only can get that Chilek Kedusha, which is Nister, in these three locations. They can get it only Lost in Lovli. So Avshalom, when you connect these things together, that while we're in a place that there's choshech and you don't see anything, that's when you have kohanim levim to connect you to kedusha. But when you get to a time when kedusha is revealed, when you're able to go to kini kizi kadmoini, so then you don't need anymore the hierarchy. Then kohanim levim were part of Am Yisrael. They get chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And this fits so beautifully with the Vilna Gaon in Aderes Aliyo that says, so when exactly did Am Yisrael lose the kini kizi kadmoini? When they did chet ha-meraglim and went into the darkness of Olam Hazeh. Now they can only be involved in darkness, and now they need a connector to get out of the darkness, which is kriyanim levim. When you come to Lasid Lavoi, they get back to kini kizi kadmoini. They already have kedusha within among them, and they don't need the kriyanim levim. So therefore, kriyanim levim do take chelik baretz, and they don't take meiser. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.